Okay, world, we are back with another episode of Being Frank, the podcast, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. It's your girl, Malika X, and as always, I have something special for you today. So stay tuned, keep listening, and if you have questions, legit questions, because you know how some of you motherfuckers be. I'll answer them directly, or maybe I'll save them for the next show.
Okay, we are back with another episode. We have a special guest today that brings a unique perspective to this ongoing conversation. And we met under some pretty unique circumstances, as with all of my guests that'll follow this series. And I think it's best to let her tell her version of the story before I get into it. So let's hear it. How
Well,
do we meet?
we met on an app, POF, Plenty of Fish. I guess people now say it's all ratchet, but I believe we were fortunate enough to not actually find the ratchet. Well, no, I came across
Through
ratchet.
the ratchet. Wait a minute now. Now, wow. It was still some ratchetness on there when I was, you know, I
Yeah.
had to go through some ratchet before I got to you. So
True.
for other fish that wasn't so fruitful.
Exactly. Because people are trying to do some other stuff on there besides actually being real and trying to meet, person who they want to be with. It's a lot of fishing going on, but I guess, that's why they call it Plenty of Fish.
Right. I just want to say though that it's nothing wrong. Let's just be real about in this world right now, a lot of people meet online. So online dating, I'm not shaming anybody for online dating or even shaming POF as the app because that's what brought us together.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Definitely not shaming the app. And I think not just for heterosexual couples. I think it's kind of easier in our community, the LGBTQ community. If you're in a smaller city, to meet other people in their life by being online. Because I'm in a small city, so. The LGBTQ is not the community is not relatively large, so it can be kind of hard to meet people.
And
So
I just stay in my house all the time at work. So it wasn't like I was meeting nobody. When I go to Home Depot, I pick up my goods. I'm not looking for the dykes in the, hardwood section or no shit like that. I ain't even paying nobody no attention. So I wouldn't have found my baby if it wouldn't have been for POF.
Oh yes, so big ups. Big ups to Plenty of Fish. We had to throw some back, some of the ratchetness back, but I'm glad that we were able to find each other.
So tell the people how we met. Like, let's get into that.
Well, I guess when you came across my, sexy pic, that caught your attention.
What sexy pig lies?
And then when you further, I guess, read, in my description, of my profile, we saw that we had something in common, education.
Right. We're both educators in the field of education, and that did surprise me.
Well, I'm glad it did. So you hit me up.
Wait a minute. I don't remember me hitting you up, but
Oh,
okay.
yeah. You was in my DM.
Well, ladies, there's nothing wrong with going after what you want. Let's just be clear. Sometimes you got to be the aggressor, even though you the femme, these studs don't always be aggressive or dominant.
That's true. That's true. But so let me get into because me and my baby, we don't stay in the so how my radius actually was able to reach her. I'm in the military as well, and on my POF, my zip, if anybody who's familiar with POF, you put your zip in and it will put people in your radius of your zip code, you know, for you to see your profile, for them to see your profile. So my zip wasn't actually my home zip. It was in another city where I go, Fort Jackson. Anybody familiar with Fort Jackson? Anybody in the military know it. So I had Columbia, South Carolina zip code in there. So that's actually how she was able to see my profile. Because if I would have had my Georgia one in there, she would have never saw me. So I believe it was faith from God.
It was meant to be. So with that being said, let's get into the show. So we are ready to begin our new series with our first guest in this series of the L Word, looking at, you know, the culture and the LGBT community from our perspectives, the lesbian perspective, and just kind of going through some different things. Today, I have the ultimate special guest, my baby, getting us started off with this. So I want to welcome you to the show. Say hey to the people.
What's up, people? Hey, world.
Yes. Yeah, so give us a little background. So the people who don't know you, like I know you, just tell them a little bit about yourself, where you from, what you do, state your name, and all of that good stuff.
All right. Well, world, my name is Crucial the Coach, but my peoples call me Kaya. I am from Miami originally, military brat. Ended up in a small city called Augusta, Georgia, and making my way to Charlotte, to the new city. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's
loving
what's up.
Life, loving mm-hmm. my baby. And just ready for these new beginnings, world.
All right. So we're going to start off. I only have really three questions each time I do this. The same three questions will be asked of each individual, and I like to get started. We have a little bit of background. Of course, I started off the episode by saying, you know, my baby, and kind of just establishing that we are in a relationship. I know some people may not look at me and be like, oh, she's a lesbian, but yes, people, I'm a lesbian. And just going through the label of lesbians, I think it is so much more to unpack. So that's why I wanted to do this series and kind of start with the L and LGBT, because it does come first. And let me not forget RQ, our queer folk, mm-hmm. because I don't want to leave anyone out. And just kind of first starting with the L word. So for the people, let's just give a little background on labels. So what do you identify as far as your label?
Ooh, labels. I would consider myself tomboy, stud. I embrace womanhood by all means, and you love who you love. I say tomboy because that's pretty much what you heard as a child, you know, a girl who was kind of out with the boys or did boyish stuff or wore clothes that were, you know, boyish, you know, wasn't the girly girl. So that was the word you heard a lot, the tomboy. So, and I have no problems with it. I don't mind it. I don't think it's negative or derogatory. But if we go with the labels, yes, tomboy. And I guess as into adulthood, you hear more so stud than the tomboy. So,
All right. Stud. So, just for the record, everybody understands that, you know, studs still embrace their womanhood. So what's the difference? So let's talk about some of the other labels within being a lesbian. So what's some of the ones that you've heard other than tomboy? You spoke of that. And I think that is what we were in childhood, but we now as adults wouldn't walk around and label ourselves as tomboys. I don't think people do that anymore. But if that's how you feel, I'm not saying anything is wrong with it. You want to be called a tomboy, that's perfectly fine. If my tomboys are out there, not shaming anybody, no tomboy shaming. But as we gotten older, we understand that there are different subgroups within this group. So we address the stud. What else is out there?
What you got? The butches. Because when it comes to stud, you I guess you have the soft studs, and then you have what's called a butch. The soft studs or are your ones that well, they dress, you know, boyish or masculine, but not hard. They don't have the facial, I guess, look of a man. When you look at them, you can definitely tell that, you know, they're a woman, but they like, you know, I guess back in the day, the baggy clothes, but, you know, a different kind of look, you know, kind of like how TLC was back in the day. Everybody wore the baggy clothes. And
yeah, but I think that was just the movement. That was just the way people necessarily that equal that you were gay or lesbian.
Well, no, it didn't equal that you were gay. But I'm just saying, as far as the soft studs, that's kind of like, I know as far as me, you know, that was like the typical way that we dressed. Until, you know, bagginess kind of went out of style or whatnot, mm-hmm. So we switched it up.
So you saying right now the butch crowd, they still kind of embrace that outward appearance of the baggy
when I say
clothes?
Butch, you know, butch as in when you look at it, you definitely tell, like, you can definitely tell that, okay, you know, she's
so how can you
trying
tell,
to be with a woman.
Like,
so
to help people understand
boy,
that.
The low boy cuts or the fades. You know, I will wear a bob from time to time when I do let my hair down. You're not gonna
she does get that hair blown out, guys.
But you're not gonna see that from the butches. Most of the butches got the low haircut, the low boy haircut or dreads. And I'm not gonna say dreads is just for like butches, because we have women of all sexuality that wear dreads. It's just the way that the dreads are worn, you know, as far as the butches, the hardcore studs, would you say. Other labels, you know, bulldaggers from back in the day.
So what's the difference between a stud, a butch, and a bulldagger? Now, how is bulldaggers different from butch?
I just think that's an old school term. Yeah.
Because ain't nobody walking around saying, I'm a bulldagger. Now, I'm in the community. I love my people. We whirl together, but we'll never be like, oh, look at that bulldagger. Like, that ain't just what we say.
Well, I think bulldagger and dyke is an old derogatory, you know, negative slang for a lesbian.
Wait a minute, because I still like to use the word dyke.
Yes, but
I'm allowed to because I'm in the family. I'm sorry. You know, I just ain't gonna let no straight person be like, oh, look at that dyke. No, we can't do that. But you know how I get with my mouth sometimes, and I'll be like,
mm-hmm.
You know, baby dykes, these dykes running around out of control right now. Like, you know, this movement of dykes is crazy. You know, it's a way to people identifying and coming into their sexualities really early. So I love to use the term baby dyke. So, and okay. I don't call nobody no bulldagger. I don't ever use that.
But think about the word dyke, all right? You can say it because you're in this rainbow family. You know, dyke, you know, somebody outside the rainbow family, dyke will be taken as a guy calling a female a bitch. You know, you see it as a negative term.
I get that.
Right, when you hear the word dyke or bulldagger. Yeah. So I think those have been kind of like, you know, the old terms, and it's draw more negativity than positive, as when you say stud. Or, you know, a butch. You know. So
I get that. Are we leaving anybody out? Because I feel like we only touched on, like, more your more masculine lesbians.
Well, you know, we got the films out there.
Like me. So what makes us different from studs? Because I don't feel like I'm just no fish. Because that's another term in the life you'll hear. Lesbian.
Say that word again.
Fish.
Oh, fish. Okay.
Yeah, femmes or fish. I have to learn, honey. I had to learn these labels because I'm confused and I'm in the life. So I just want to clarify for everybody else out there that feels like me. And if you have something to add that we did not discuss or add to the things that we did discuss to help us better understand these labels, because it's a lot of unpacking that needs to happen and conversations that need to take place, because it's a pretty loaded question when you be like, what's your label? What do you identify as? Because I'm like, I identify as a woman. Period.
But that's not the label.
Right, but I'm still a woman. And I feel like any within the lesbian, I'm a woman that is a lesbian. So then there's another box. I'm a woman that's black, that's a lesbian. And then you add femme. I'm a woman that's black, lesbian, and feminine. Like, so if we left off somebody, I just want us to make sure we're getting to each label in that lesbian or under that lesbian umbrella.
Gotcha. Well, I think with all the labels, you know, I think the age category kind of plays an impact on it. You know, I'm pretty sure there's probably more labels out there that definitely, you know, exist for like the younger lesbians, that terms that are out there. But when I think of femme, you know, I'm kind of more traditional. I think that's the person who plays more of the female woman, you know, role. And when I think of the stud or the butch or the tomboy, I think of the woman who plays the masculine role. But that's me. That's more traditional.
And she from the South, y'all, because I don't believe in that shit. Because we already know I'm not always in no kitchen cooking and taking care of no house and being no housewife. I wish I could be the housewife. And I have to work. But we ain't got.
You know, maybe one day we can get to that.
You know, let me have to stop working where we can be in these traditional roles, so to speak. But yeah, so I guess the next part, and just kind of moving it on to, since we kind of wrapped that part up, let's just go into the out of pocket section of the show, where I just know that in this lifestyle, whether you're lesbian, a femme lesbian or a butch lesbian, it's been some moments in our life where people, I like to use the term out of pocket, has gotten out of pocket with you. And it's all because of how you identify. So I will ask my guests, what is the most out of pocket thing in this lifestyle that has happened to you, or because of your sexuality, something somebody said? It could be a male or a female, a family member, but just kind of like the craziest thing that has happened as a result of your sexual orientation.
Well, you know what? I'm blessed to have had nothing super crazy goes on. I think with all the studs and the butches, I think the first time we hear the word sir, it just kind of trips us out, you know.
So they call you sir like a man?
Call sir.
I don't know. I feel like some studs or butch or bull daggers. Oh, you know, if we want to go there. I feel like sometimes that's an honor to them. They can like, they be like, all right, that's what's up. That's, you know. Oh. They take pride in that sometimes. I mean, you soft.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, I think it trying to, I know when the first time I heard it, it kind of tripped me out. Like, what? Really? Oh, so, but no, I know some probably like, yes, she thinks I'm a man or he thinks I'm a man, you know. And that's cool, to each his own. But I'll say the most out of pocket, I was on military duty coming back from Knox. And in the airport, all I can say is when I go back and look at the picture, I guess I kind of look like a dude. But I'm in the airport and I need to go to the restroom, you know, before my flight and all that. And I walk into, of course, the women's restroom, and there was an attendant, an older white lady, I guess, who cleans the restrooms. And she was outside the bathroom door, and she said, sir, you're going to the wrong restroom. I I laughed. I said, nah. And I continue to walk in, and she continues to follow me.
Oh, shit.
I had told her, I said, ma'am, I'm a woman. And she was like, oh. And she just kind of turned around and walked, walked away. She didn't apologize or anything.
Damn.
She was really thrown.
Then how did you feel, though, in that moment? Like, damn, like, did you not know? Like, and well, even if you did want to use that bathroom, say you was a trans woman, like, that is a whole nother label we did not get to when we did the label section. But I just think it's fucked up that we know where we're moving in the state of North Carolina, they are still debating whether this whole bathroom thing is going to be an issue with trans people. And that's so unfortunate, you know, like if you were going in the bathroom and identified as woman and wanted to use the restroom, like that was her job to chase you down and say, no, you are not allowed to do that.
Well, the whole trans woman and gender with the restroom, I have a whole nother opinion on it. But just far as in that moment, in the first when she was outside and said, sir, I just laughed, thought it was funny. And I guess since I didn't address to her that I was a woman then at that time, she took it amongst herself to follow me as if I was, I guess, some perv trying to go into the woman's restroom.
Oh, got you.
When she followed me, then I became annoyed. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm a woman. But looking back, and I actually posted the picture on social media and asked, for some comments to see what, some of my friends thought, if I look like a dude or not. And some came back and said, yeah, you look pretty masculine right then.
Right. And I guess in that sense of, it's always two sides to every situation. And if she was protecting other women's rights, so a man wouldn't go and his way on some woman that's vulnerable and stall, I definitely have her for, wanting to take on that responsibility of making sure other women were safe. That I can understand that, but then of course, when you're in the middle of something like that, you automatically jump to the defense and want to say, like, how could you not know I'm a woman? So I could see it from both sides. I definitely could see it from both sides. So what has been like throughout your experience, and I just like to keep it positive, we talked about the out-of-pocket and the craziest experience happened, but like, what has been the best thing about being a lesbian or just being in a lifestyle in the community that we are involved in?
The people I've met, the friends I've made, and not just, in the lifestyle, but friends that I've made that are not in the lifestyle but embraces and who respect and love me even though I'm in the lifestyle. I think some people I wouldn't have met if I wasn't in the life. And so I think I'm fortunate and blessed that I've come across, especially with being in the military, meeting different people who are, there was a point in the military, where it was don't ask, don't tell.
And we know it's a lot of dykes in the military. Let me tell y'all, girls, let me tell you, if you want you a good one. No.
Plenty.
It's plenty. Enough to share, ladies. It's enough of them out there. They good peoples too. Take care of you. But you still got to work, though. But
I'm very serious.
I asked the question only because, a lot of people out here are, some people are coming into their own and coming into the life and leaving or afraid to leave a certain life behind because they've heard that this is so awful or it's going to ruin everything or it's going to be devastating to your family. No one is going to love you. And I just want to give the positive side of things and show people that for us, it hasn't been that way. There have been bumps along the way. I'm not going to say that. But as far as like what we have surrounded ourselves with and the circle that we run in, even my friends that in their families, it has been a positive experience for them, whether you're coming out to your family and them accepting you, or you finding a family within this LGBT community that, because your family did not accept you. I just wanted to let people know that, you know, you can find family within this community. And if you don't have that support at home, because a lot of people have the perception that, you know, we just so super depressed because we can't, you know, figure out our lives because we chose to be gay. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I like to shed light on just that part too.
Yeah, that we're normal people. We have normal jobs, professionals, and that we shouldn't be discriminated against. Definitely. I could never imagine having a child and, you know, leaving them out to the wolves, you know, because there are wolves in this world, you know, just because, you know, he or she was gay. You know, I would love my child, embrace my child, because that's what I feel like I'm supposed to do. But I know there are families out there where that doesn't happen. And the child is forced, you know, either to leave the home, and who knows what happens after that. And, you know, not everybody finds the loving family in the LGBTQ community.
Well, I would just say, if you need a family, let me just tell you, I am the mother of this family that we have over here. And we are just about positive vibes, you know, good energy, just loving up on you. I'm not saying we out here taking care of nobody or doing no shit like that, but we are good role models for just how it should be in this lifestyle. And I don't feel like we had like no official family name. Like, you know, there are families out here with their names. We know that is a whole nother topic. And I'm not saying that we are from this house of such and such, but send me a message, DM me, send me comments, something like that, if you're looking for just some guidance or direction, because it does get dark. And I know that in this life, especially if you don't have a family that's accepting, you may feel alone. And that is why I wanted to do this.
Never alone.
Right. I wanted to do this to say and show people that there are just normal people living normal lives. It's not about, like, you know, this whole just living in the shadows. I'm just so sick of people thinking that we have to live in the shadows, or, no pun intended, in the closet. So is there anything you want to say to the people, anything you want to clear up before we wrap this one up?
You know, I just say, world and everybody out there in the life of the rainbow, just stay up, be positive, bring something to the community of the LGBTQ. I feel that's for us to rise up and to have all the rights that we are entitled to, that everybody has to play a part and bring something, you know, bring something to the table.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I just appreciate you helping me kick this thing off and being so supportive while I'm like at home doing the writing, doing the work that people don't see to make something like this happen. Thank you, baby. And with that, peace.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. Hopefully someone walked away with some new knowledge and a better understanding of the topics we discuss. Just know that if you are looking for more content, it is soon to come. We're going to try to put out something at least once a month. So keep your ear to the streets. Keep listening, because I'm going to keep grinding. Remember, this is Being Frank, the podcast where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. Peace.